The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Many, many, many times, in fact, probably usually, in order to really understand a story, you have to dig a little deeper and go a little past the headline. This story is one of those. This is from a Christian news source, and the headline says, Christian-affiliated college denies pro-life student group's request to display crosses for aborted babies. Yeah, that's the headline. Here's the story. A Christian-affiliated college has banned the display of crosses to mark the victims of abortion, calling the gesture divisive. Rocky Mountain College in Montana denied the campus group Young Americans for Freedom from erecting the memorial. Quote, "I didn't think it was really going to be a problem at all," said Emily Kokut, treasurer and secretary for the group, noting that for the past few years, an affiliated group would put up a 9/11 memorial where we put flags up on the ground on the campus outside. So, 9/11 memorials are fine with flags, a flag for each person killed in the 9/11 tragedy. But putting small crosses on the campus to memorialize the dead babies that have been aborted, that's divisive. The story goes on. Dean of Student Life Brad Nason believes that this is far more controversial issue. And he told the club the school, quote, must draw the line at public displays of divisive topics. And listen to this quote, and I've read it about a dozen times, and I'm still not exactly sure what he's saying. We have effectively eliminated every student's ability to choose to engage or not engage with that issue. Huh? That's a quote from the Dean of Student Life, Brad Nason. We have effectively eliminated every student's ability to choose to engage or not engage with that issue. So I guess he's saying, we don't want our students to even talk about abortion. No. Calcott, who is the secretary of the Young Americans for Freedom, explain how the controversy began after she emailed Mr. Nason to request permission for the memorial. Quote, you and the YAF group are welcome to table around the issues, engage students in discussions, provide guest lecturers, films, programs, but we cannot approve this specific request. The dean of student life insisted, quote, the pro-life, pro-choice debate is incredibly divisive and a public display is confrontational. So they have been denied. Well, like I said, sometimes you have to go past the headline, I thought. The headline is Christian-affiliated college. And I thought, I've never heard of Rocky Mountain College in Montana. Now, there are thousands of small colleges across America, and I'm sure I haven't heard of many of them. So I thought, Christian-affiliated. I wonder what Christian group, what denomination they're affiliated with. So I did a little bit of research, and I looked up Rocky Mountain College in, where are they at? Are they in Billings? I don't know, but they're in Montana. And I looked up the history. It says the story of Rocky Mountain College is really a story of three colleges. The first was Montana College Institute in Deer Lodge, which enrolled its first class in 1878. Shortly after, classes began in Deer Lodge. Wesleyan College opened its door in Helena. In Billings, the current site of Rocky Mountain College, Billings Polytechnic Institute began recruiting students and so on and so forth. The three schools became one entity in 1947. Billings Polytechnic Institute, which was to become Rocky Mountain College, Montana's first and finest. So I thought, okay, where's the Christian connection? Well, I did a little deeper research into their history, and here's what they say on their website. Big headline, Rocky Mountain College Church Relations. Rocky Mountain College is historically related to the United Church of Christ, the United Methodist Church, and the Presbyterian Church USA. That's everything you need to know. United Church of Christ, incredibly far left. The PCUSA, incredibly far left. The United Methodist Church, leaning far left. But I want you to hear this. This is from their own webpage, all right? Let me go back, start this paragraph to put it into context. Rocky Mountain College is historically related to the United Church of Christ, the United Methodist Church, and the Presbyterian Church USA. Denominations traditionally committed to, you ready for this? Denominations traditionally committed to, number one, pursuit of knowledge. Number two, religious tolerance. Number three, free inquiry, and to such values as service, community, and character. Not one word about God, the Bible, Jesus, Christian character. No. These denominations are traditionally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, religious tolerance, and free inquiry. These denominational relationships have helped to inform the mission and core themes of the college and are apparent in the college's mission to educate future leaders through liberal arts and professional programs that cultivate critical thinking, creative expression, ethical decision-making, informed citizenship, and professional excellence. Additionally, the college promotes the development of the whole person and provides opportunities to enhance students' intellectual, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Did you note that was last? Intellectual, emotional, physical, and spiritual. They threw that in. May I reach a conclusion from the website of the college itself? There is absolutely, positively nothing Christian about this college any longer. It may at one time have had Christian leanings, but no longer. They are related to the United Church of Christ, United Methodist Church, and the Presbyterian Church. But I have looked all through their website. There is not a single word that would indicate they have anything Christian. So the Christian news agency, Christian Affiliated College, I think they're jumping to a conclusion that probably cannot be proven in fact. And you know what's sad? There are so many colleges like Denison over in Granville. I don't know whether you've ever been there. It's a spectacularly beautiful campus. Denison University, right outside of Columbus in Granville, it is a beautiful campus. At one time, distinctively Christian. Today, they have a beautiful chapel. There is nothing Christian about it whatsoever. Nothing. They have lost all of their Christian heritage. And that has happened to hundreds, probably thousands of schools across America. That's why, one of the reasons why we should rejoice when we have schools like Ohio Christian University, Cedarville University, that are determined to maintain their historic biblical stance. We should be thankful for them and do everything we can to encourage them to hold the line on biblical truth. So Rocky Mountain College, they may be a college, but they're not Christian, so it doesn't surprise me at all that they would forbid crosses on the campus. Isn't it interesting that Paul warned us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that the cross indeed would be divisive? And yet Paul said that's the only thing he would preach, the cross.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
In case you have not been following the news today, tragic events out in California. Santa Clarita, California, Saugus High School, about 7:30 this morning, California time. A young man who turned 16 today, dressed in black, went into the school, opened fire with a 45 caliber handgun. And when the shooting had ended, two students are dead, five others wounded, and the shooter is in grave condition in a local hospital due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Just another unbelievable tragedy. And if you watch the news tonight, you will hear the drumbeat, gun violence, gun laws, gun confiscation, and there will be almost no discussion whatsoever of the deplorable spiritual condition of America or the plight of America's young people. The more secular we become, the less hope we provide for young people. And the more young people are going to turn to violence. The deeper our kids get involved in violence in movies and TV and video games, the more and more we're going to see of this. And I know there are people say that these incredibly violent video games have no impact. And you know what? That's probably true on most kids. But for the few that are mentally unstable, who are having mental issues, who are having antisocial tendencies, those violent video games break down the natural God-given resistance to hurting other people. It's the conscience that God has given us. I believe that man is fallen, that we have fallen natures. But with that fallen nature, God has given us a conscience, an inborn ability to tell right from wrong, and an inborn repulsion to hurting other people, particularly hurting them severely. That's given to us by God. But a young person or even an adult can overcome that God-given resistance through these incredibly violent video games. I know many people do not agree with me on that, and that's fine. But I believe it. Hey, I've got something for you to keep an eye on and pray about. We're going to be entering our Salvation Army campaign here in a very short time, where we partner with the local Salvation Army and their Red Kettle campaign. Once again, I am going to have the privilege of having my own virtual Red Kettle on my website. And I'm going to ask you to give. And I'm going to ask you to give a lot. But the Salvation Army is under attack. Here is the latest. I've never even heard of singer and songwriter Ellie Goulding. Never heard of her. But it was just announced recently that she is going to be the halftime entertainment at the traditional Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day football game. This year they're playing the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day. That game is a long-standing American tradition, and for many, many years, this is when the Salvation Army kicks off their annual Red Kettle campaign. Remember the year that Ezekiel Elliott jumped into the kettle? Remember that? Got fined? Well, anyway, after it was announced that she was the halftime entertainment, a whole bunch of people started calling her, sending her tweets, demanding that she force the Salvation Army to issue a statement in support of same-sex marriage and for the Salvation Army to make a large donation to an LGBTQ nonprofit, or she is going to cancel her halftime performance. Well, my first response is, cancel. Who cares? But because of this, the Salvation Army is going to be under incredible pressure to compromise on their long-standing stance of supporting traditional marriage. Now, what they have released, the Salvation Army has released, they've just simply said, we don't discriminate. We will serve anyone. We will help anyone. We do not discriminate. We don't ask anybody their sexual orientation before we give them a free meal or help them with housing. And good for them, they shouldn't. But they have maintained a position through the years that they will not hire staff who are involved in a same-sex relationship. So I am praying that Salvation Army does not cave. Now, I've already talked to the local people here, Salvation Army. They're not going to. And the important thing to remember about our Red Kettle campaign is every dollar in our local Red Kettle campaign stays here in Central Ohio and is under the discretion of the local leadership of the Salvation Army. So even if the national organization would cave in on this, and I hope they don't, but even if they would, that would not change my relationship with the local Salvation Army because they make their own decisions concerning funding and help and so on and so forth. But Ellie Goulding is saying if the Salvation Army doesn't change their position on same-sex marriage and if they don't give a pledge or a donation to the LGBT community, she's going to pull out from the halftime show. Like I said, goodbye. Go ahead and pull out. And I hope that the Cowboys don't cave in on this either. All right, Paul in Grove City, I'm going to come to you when we come back. Hey, folks, if you're listening on AM 880, switch over to 104.5 FM or move to streaming audio so you won't miss one word of Bob Burney Live.